Hong Kong's government, which is controlled by China, sentenced 45 pro-democracy activists to prison sentences of up to 10 years each.
Yeah, they were found guilty of subversion of state power this year in a landmark court case that governments, including the U.S., have condemned for criminalizing free speech and political activity. The activists were sentenced for their roles in an unofficial primary poll held in 2020.
NPR's Emily Fang covered that primary and the months of anti-government protests from Hong Kong leading up to the arrests of these activists, and she's with us now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Would you first tell us about this primary poll? Why is it considered subversion?
Well, they're essentially being sentenced today for subversion for trying to win an election. They wanted to pick the most popular candidates, and so they held this poll that you just mentioned, and 600,000 plus people took part. That poll was supposed to pick the most competitive candidates, and it was a watershed moment. It was a moment when this pro-democracy coalition really felt like they had a chance of actually winning a legislative seat in Hong Kong, and they were well-organized and they enjoyed popular backing. But that's what is being called subversion now under Beijing's national security law, because this coalition could actually have won a legislative seat. Ultimately, we know what happened. Half a year later, nearly everyone who helped organize that poll or was a candidate in that poll has been arrested.
So what does this tell us about the political direction of Hong Kong?
It tells us that what was once this lively, often rambunctious civil society in Hong Kong is now entirely leaderless because almost all of the most influential activists there are now facing years more behind bars. Among those sentenced today was Joshua Wong. You may recognize him when he was just a teenager. He was leading big protests demanding direct democratic elections back in 2014 and what's now called the Umbrella Movement. Well, he's facing multiple charges, but today he just got another 4-year, 8-month sentence. And another person who got sentenced today is Benny Tai. He's a former professor who really conceptualized the Umbrella Movement, a veteran protest organizer, and he got the longest sentence today for organizing that 2020 primary. He is facing now a decade behind bars. So today's sentencing really shows how worn down these activists are as well, because among the 45 sentenced, about 3/4 of them pled guilty because they wanted to reduce their sentence times. They've been waiting almost 4 years behind bars already.
Wow. Has the Chinese government responded in some way to this?
They've stayed quiet today, but their line has been unequivocal from the start. In Beijing's view, the people arrested under this national security law are troublemakers. They are criminals who incited violent protests that diminished Hong Kong as a global financial center. And so they've applauded the security law that's nabbed these 45 people and said it is a much needed measure to return Hong Kong to order.
So given all you've told us about just the level of repression there, is there any way to know about how people in Hong Kong are feeling about this? And might there be any more protests?
There will likely not be protests. We've seen what happened to people who have continued to protest. They are mostly now in prison. So likely no public defiance, but perhaps some private defiance. Gwyneth Ho, who rose to prominence as a journalist and then became an activist, she was one of the people sentenced today with a 7-year prison sentence. Supporters of hers released a statement on Facebook in which she actually expressed pride at what she'd achieved. And she said, for these values, it was worth to dare to act. And that's why she, quote, dared to suffer.
That is NPR's Emily Fang. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.